It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Consider this note from last year's Iraq Study Group report on the war. It found that about 1,000 Americans worked at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, yet only 6 were fluent in Arabic, Iraq's main language. That's one sign that the U.S. is desperately short of foreign language speakers, even though the problem has been widely reported since the 9/11 attacks. NPR National Security Correspondent Jackie Northam visited the California school where the U.S. is trying to change that.
Like most graduation ceremonies, this one has a certain air of anticipation and excitement. Dozens of officers, children, and sweethearts mill around a buffet table loaded with cakes and punch bowls. Fresh-faced graduates dressed in heavily starched uniforms from every service of the U.S. military move about the room, introducing their instructors.
Hi, Grandma, Grandpa, my mom.
To all appearances, it is a typical U.S. military graduation ceremony, except the conversations in this room continually break into Arabic. There are 27 newly minted Arabic speakers in this graduating class, just a small portion of the more than 1,000 Arabic language graduates who last year passed through the Defense Language Institute, or DLI, here in Monterey, California. Officials here say this is the largest foreign language school in the world. Since 9/11, the Army-owned institute, which overlooks the Pacific Ocean, has become an integral part in the so-called War on Terror. Army Colonel Tucker Mansinger, the commandant of the DLI, says the Pentagon realized its foreign languages capacity was not up to scratch.
As big a tragedy as it was, it brought into focus the fact that we really need to train our linguists to a higher standard, that really we need more proficient linguists throughout the force.
Mansinger says there was also a realization that the military needed not just better trained linguists, but more, many more linguists. Shortly after 9/11, the Pentagon launched an exhaustive review of the service's language capabilities, says Captain Angie Karsten with the DLI Foreign Language Center.
Intelligence experts laid down a map and looked at the areas they would need to search for the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. They found there were at least 13 obscure languages spoken on the ground. The U.S. didn't have any real training capability in these areas.
Areas such as Kurdistan, Uzbekistan, Indonesia, and Pakistan. The military, which was gearing up for war with Afghanistan, found itself flat-footed. Only 2 service members spoke Pashto or Dari, the main languages of Afghanistan. The Pentagon and many of the nation's universities had been focusing on Russian and other languages from the Cold War. Within a couple of months after 9/11, the DLI created the Emerging Languages Task Force in an effort to quickly train students to speak some of the more obscure languages and dialects. Captain Karsten says in the beginning, it was difficult to find teachers and books.
This is an example of what we were able to find in Dari, and this was from the University of Nebraska Center for Afghanistan Studies. The textbook they used, you can see here, has very large writing, and it's a book full of folk stories about how to pick cherries, make poison cookies, and shave the mullah's beard, which is good to get someone's feet wet in a language. However, it's not applicable to the military.
In order to build up its library, soldiers who were deployed to Afghanistan and other areas brought back any materials they could find. Karsten says graduates of the Institute's course in Persian Farsi, which is closely related to Dari, were run through a 4-month crash course. She says that's how the DLI got its first Dari linguist. Nowadays, things are more streamlined. Now, some 200 students are pushed through the Dari and Pashto courses each year. The Emerging Language School is now looking at the Philippines, Malaysia, and Bangladesh, and languages of other countries that might be needed in the future. The military decides what language a student will learn, often with the help of an aptitude test. Relatively easy languages, such as Spanish, run about 6 months. Languages such as Dari and Pashto take a year to complete, about 18 months for the hardest languages such as Arabic, Korean, Russian, and Hindi. Chief Petty Officer Edu Forsyth, the chief military language instructor at the multi-language school, says the courses are intensive.
You're taking more than a 4-year college-level language program, and you're crunching it into less than a year, really. The analogy I use is I liken it to trying to drink from a fire hose. We are throwing grammar and vocabulary and skills at you that quickly, and you have to figure out a way to grasp it and keep running.
The Language Institute has increased its number of students by about 40% since the September 11th terror attacks. That number will keep rising until it reaches a plateau of 3,900 students by 2008. 22 languages are now taught. Late last year, the Pentagon injected more than $360 million into the Institute. That means more teachers, classrooms, and better technology.
This is a sample of a Hindi text. This is a very clean, sanitized version.
Captain Carson says the Institute uses new computerized audio equipment. This simple exchange is what students would listen to the first week of school.
As the students get more advanced, what we like to do is use background distractors or even a couple of sub-dialects. This forces the student to pick out the language that they really need to listen for. So this is an example of an Afghan village.
As quickly as the military students graduate, they're put into the field as linguists, mostly in Afghanistan and Iraq. Kevin Hensel with the American Translators Association says the new linguists have the basic skills to accompany troops, but Hensel says they are not trained as translators and interpreters, which requires a higher skill level.
That's where we're really hurting, because we don't have a long pipeline to train people in that. In Russian, for example, it took us about 20 years to go from zero all the way up to where we had enough linguistic talent.
Pentagon officials say it will take years, probably a generation, to acquire the full language capability it needs right now. In the meantime, the military is increasingly using contractors and is tapping into the community of native Arabic speakers in the U.S. to help get up to speed in Iraq. Jackie Northam, NPR News.